176 years after James and Martha Littleton brought their children to southeast Iowa, the story of this pioneer family's profound misfortune is being honored for the first time. A monument is being dedicated next week in memory of an epic loss that goes back to the Civil War. Iowa Public Radio's Rick Fredrickson has more.
A gleaming 25,000-pound black granite monolith was lowered into place in April along the Great River Road in the modest little town of Toolsboro. It revives bleak memories of a more famous wartime tragedy.
In my lifetime, the only thing I've ever known was the Sullivan brothers, the family from Waterloo that lost their five sons in World War II.
Dan Lilly is with Watts Vault and Monument Company and helped design the memorial.
Now we have six boys from the small community of Toolsboro, Iowa, which is southeast of Wapello, and they gave their life during the Civil War, all six. So their entire family is wiped out.
The Littleton brothers all enlisted, George, John, Thomas, William, Kendall, and Noah. They died from battlefield injuries, disease, in prison, and in a ferry boat accident. The story gradually dribbled out about 2 years ago after Loisa County historians began to connect the dots. It started with a forgotten newspaper clipping discovered by Tom Woodruff.
As far as we know, it's the largest loss of life from any one immediate family in the history of all U.S. wars.
Woodruff is a veteran of the Korean War.
Occasionally, you find a story that you don't have any choice. It's the right thing to do. To have this kind of heritage, I think it means a lot to the family.
The brothers left behind four sisters, and today's descendants have never heard of the family sacrifice more than 150 years ago. Jake and Jennifer Schopa from Muscatine are the great-great-great-great-grandkids of Permelia Littleton.
No, we did not know anything about it. The story had completely died out.
You know, they all worked the farm together, and then one day they all left. Yeah, there's a lot of pride there.
The context of being an American and having these six boys who all went to serve for the Union, you know, in the Civil War to help end slavery, wow. I mean, that would be the first thing I would say was wow.
This modern-day headline from a war that ended in 1865 is getting critical recognition. Documentary maker Ken Burns is aware of it. And Des Moines historian John Busby has been commissioned to write a book.
As people hear about the story, it's not just so much about the Littletons, but I think it's about the legacy of what the Civil War privates and soldiers did, because that was the foundation of the Army. It wasn't the officers. It was the boots on the ground, frontline people that so many families with their descendants connected to the Civil War could identify with.
The granite monument is sheared off at the top, symbolizing lives cut short. The design was conceived by Iowa City artist Will Thompson.
The feeling that I want to try to impart has to do with, I guess, reverence for their valor and dedication. The drawing represents six soldiers who are disappearing into the fog of war. I think this particular monument has to be sobering and awe-inspiring at the same time.
The newly landscaped memorial is located next to another Loisa County landmark, a set of Native American burial mounds. Organizers expect a large crowd of Iowans on Flag Day, including dignitaries and Littleton family ancestors, when the monument is dedicated next Tuesday afternoon. In Toolsboro, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.